理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 11. Acting Today for Tomorrow. Protecting the natural environment, the ecology of a country, is a major concern for every country these days. It is mandatory not to minimize the importance of clean air, clean water, and clean land. It is a sad commentary on today's society that industries have been permitted to contaminate our natural surroundings. A dreadful discrepancy exists between the importance placed on economic development and the protection of the environment's heritage. If allowed to proceed unchecked, the public will eventually inherit a major catastrophe. Even countries who practice strict pollution control measures may still be affected by countries adjacent to or adjoining them when air pollution permeates the air. It is important for media coverage to compile accurate data to enable the public to boycott increased irresponsible industrialization. To disguise the people's safety, calling it progress, will eventually lead to many casualties. Canada has a land and water mass of 9,970,610 kilometers squared, with a population of 30 million people. This is a country where the ratio of people compared to the mass of the land is very low. Can you conceive that in such a gigantic land that a garbage problem exists? I wish that I could reassure you that the answer is in the negative. The commodity most needed to address this problem is space. However, as urban areas grow, the abundance of waste also increases. Where once ample disposal sites were available, now every municipal government is scrambling to comply with and uphold local and national health regulations. Large metropolitan cities are having an especially difficult time. Local recycling programs have been authorized in many localities to safeguard the country's ecology. Even after the establishment of such token measures, reports from 5 consecutive years have indicated only negligible progress in solving this very perplexing problem. If we are to seriously address the problem, we will need to minimize the amount of refuse we dispose of. New areas will need to be allocated for this purpose. The database of information collected should be detailed enough to responsibly direct our future actions. Every community, whether large or small, is searching for a solution to this problem. Municipalities, in attempting to appraise the situation, have spent countless years in research, expending both time and money, looking for a homogeneous answer. The public, hoping to avoid the tragic consequences of a manipulated decision, refuses to give enthusiastic support to most proposals. Solicitors are hired to prepare confidential reports to convince the public to accept the municipality's suggestions. The choice of a specific piece of farmland as a landfill site often causes an instantaneous hysterical reaction. At local meetings, citizens reproach government officials, yelling their disapproval at the choice of a specific site. They vent their anger, but are not always able to mobilize sufficient public support to effect a wise and acceptable decision. Even though researchers claim that lined pits will not cause a drainage problem, the room for error is marginal. One flaw in the plan could be responsible for an epidemic or worse, causing multiple deaths. Any leaching from a landfill pit will create recurring difficulties in polluting a farmer's well and the groundwater. Polluted water flowing into lakes will affect fish and wildlife and will hinder the sportsmen's pleasures. To articulate their concerns beforehand will hopefully avoid grief in the future. A veiled threat to public health immediately creates a bias towards protecting the people's safety and interests and establishing an educated suspicion.